17 days until the general election. If you want to vote, you have until tomorrow to get on the register. If you want to be a candidate, you have until Saturday to register. There are 174 seats to be won. That's 14 more than in the last Dáil. And in theory, an agreement between 88 TDs will be enough to form a government. As Ronan was telling us just before the break, almost every newspaper this morning features Michael O'Leary's comments about teachers on their front page at a Fine Gael event to launch the campaign of Mullingar TD Peter Burke. The Ryanair boss said that he wouldn't generally employ a lot of teachers to get things done, to loud cheering. Gabia Gatavascecha is political correspondent with the Irish Independent and is with us now. Gabia, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Is this a problem for Fine Gael?
It's not a great start to the campaign, and obviously we've seen the first day for Fine Gael has been really quite disastrous with this comments that Michael O'Leary has made in the campaign launch of Peter Burke about teachers. Really quite negative and a very bad start for Fine Gael's campaign.
Is it his comments or the reaction to the comments at the Fine Gael event that will cause the problem?
Well, of course, really anything that any party does now has seen a lot of backlash. So even when Fianna Fáil put out their climate plan over the weekend, the Green Party were very quick to come out and to criticise. So really anything that any coalition party does, especially the ones that are in government, you know, they're going to be criticised. So when Michael O'Leary made those comments about teachers, we saw really quite a lot of backlash from all parties and even the teaching unions. So I suppose the landscape now is really quite red hot.
Simon Harris said he didn't agree with the comments. Peter Burke told This Week that he didn't agree with Michael O'Leary, but he spent more time praising the Ryanair boss in his comments to Justin McCarthy yesterday.
Yes, and I suppose that's the damage control that Fine Gael were trying to do. You know, they'd really prefer that Michael O'Leary didn't make those comments at the campaign launch. And I think what was really quite particularly damaging, if you watch the video as well, is the room of Fine Gael supporters that laugh after Michael O'Leary makes those comments about teachers, saying that he wouldn't normally employ them. Of course, there's a lot of TDs in the Dáil who were teachers as well, and they were out in full force as well on social media making comments saying, look, I'm a teacher, I know many teachers, and they're the backbone of our society. Fianna Fáil, I think it's interesting, even though they're a potential coalition partner, were also out saying, look, teachers are the backbone of our economy, and there was no need for him to say something like that.
What else happened over the weekend?
So the first day of the campaign actually was Fine Gael announcing that they would put forward this 11% VAT rate. That also didn't go down very well. They're saying, look, it'll help hospitality businesses to recover after what has been a very hard time for them. The other parties also pounced on them, saying, look, you couldn't do it in the budget. Why would you be able to do it after a general election? And as I said, Fianna Fáil putting forward their climate plan, the Green Party coming out and saying, I didn't know whether to laugh or cry, whether looking at the plan, saying a lot of the things have been achieved already or wouldn't have been achieved if it wasn't for the Green Party in government. But certainly the teachers' comments, really not a good start for Fine Gael. And I think we'll see now that anything that any of the any parties do over the next couple of weeks, it'll just be attacks from all the other sides.
What's happening today, Gabia?
So we are going to see Mary Lou McDonald, who's going to come out and canvass and campaign. She's going to launch her general election candidates. We're also going to see Fianna Fáil launch their manifesto, a lot of it which has been leaked over the past number of days. So, for example, the Sunday Independent was reporting yesterday of how the party wants this Department of Home Affairs, such as the ones that we have over in the UK and in the US. Of course, we know that Fine Gael will be out as well with their media bus over the country, and all the other party leaders will be out canvassing. It'll be interesting to see how Fianna Fáil, how hard they go on Fine Gael, especially on the teachers' comments. So far they've been pretty, I think, abrupt on them, but really, you know, how long this will run across the campaign, because of course we don't have our issue yet. We don't really know what is going to be the one issue that dominates the campaign. Fine Gael will be hoping that, of course, it's not what Michael O'Leary said about their teachers.
I mentioned at the start that candidates have until Saturday to register if they're going to be on the ballot paper on Friday, November the 29th. Is Gerry Hutch going to stand in Dublin Central?
So as we understand it, yes, he's saying that he will stand for the people of Dublin Central, that they've asked him to run, and that's what he's going to do. Now, the Sunday Independent and the Sunday World were reporting that it'll be online canvassing that he'll be doing, because of course there's concerns for his own safety, and he has to get back from Lanzarote, of course, where he's currently dealing with a legal matter. So it'll be interesting to see how exactly the online canvassing works. And of course, if he is elected as a TD, he's going to have to go into the Dáil every day, or if not every day, every other day, and how exactly that's going to work.
Gabby Gadis-Viscaitre, political correspondent with the Irish Independent. Thank you.